This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Gentlemen, well, and ladies, we're coming up on it. Christmas is just around the corner. Don't screw up this year. You got plenty of time right now to get a hold of Mike Lindell. Go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. You'll save 30 to 70% off. And look, he's got great, great bathrobes. He's got slippers. He's got towels, sheets, mattress covers, pillows, pillowcases. This is so much. And they got great, just found out, they got some great pillow covers for kids that are Bible stories. So every time you change the pillowcase for your grandson, your granddaughter, your son, your daughter, they get a new Bible story. I mean, how could you go wrong? Seriously. I don't know. So don't be stupid. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, save a boatload of money, 30 to 70%, and he allows you to return them right up until March. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how to make it any better for you. It's something like pick them up and drop them off at your house. Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time. And I mean, come on, Sonia, really. Do I have to deliver them to get them to do something?
I'm telling you, I told you earlier on, I'm a crybaby. Everything is making me emotional because I'm so stressed out.
You cry over pillowcases? Really?
Yes. Yes. The idea of my grandkids going to sleep on a pillowcase that has Bible scriptures or something biblical on them, I'm getting them. That is what I'm getting.
There you go. And you could save some money. I'm telling you. So
I'm going to do it. And we're all, you know what? You go, how can I help? What can I do? That's one way you can get involved. It may not be tackling your family or going on a radio show, but...
Oh, wait a minute. I beg to differ.
I love getting my liberal relatives.
Buy those pillowcases for your liberal relatives.
Oh, no,
kids.
I've done it. I bought the towels. I bought other things for my liberal relatives. They're so stupid.
You know, you get these little pendants that say, I'm so glad that God made you my sister.
I'm cool.
All right, I know, that's nasty.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
It's great,
Jesus,
that we have a sense of humor because they are killing us. And I still say we got to start a class action suit about these guys, about the left, because they are really hurting our mental health. They're crazy, and they're making us crazy.
Oh, yeah? They're forcing us to be crazy. All right, so listen. I complained about this a while back, and now more and more people complain about it, and I love it because I'm still complaining about it. I told you, I walked into Lowe's one day, and the first thing I saw, which I thought was kind of funny, there was a black Santa and a white Santa and a green elf between
God.
Them.
Oh, God.
Okay?
No way.
Honest to God, right? And I just started giggling to myself, and I said, pick one color. I don't really care. But poor kid walking into the store, and he's looking at that going, oh, there's two Santas? right? I'm thinking, oh, maybe they thought now that we have two Santas that are, you know, connected somehow.
Well,
and
that's what I thought when you said that. So these are
I looked
two
over
Santa
to, well, hold on, oh, no, this gets better. I look over to the right, and it's all the Halloween stuff. Now, I'm talking back September, beginning of September.
I know, yeah.
And I'm thinking, what is wrong with you people? And then there was the Halloween stuff, the Halloween Thanksgiving stuff on the other side of the Christmas stuff. I'm going,
yeah. Wow.
So, but I really want to start maybe not a GoFundMe, but some kind of challenge to say, can we stop this? You know, Lowe's, can you stop? Home Depot, we don't need all this stuff up 3 months ahead of time.
They don't want to get in trouble with the woke patrol.
Oh, stop it.
And earlier and earlier marketing is not a bad idea for them, so I sort of understand why they do that, but it's weird. But you know what I was thinking as you were saying that? I think it would be really funny to open up a woke holiday store.
That would be funny.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Well, you know, I'm laughing at, what was it, the Hallmark channel, right? I used to call them the all-white channel. Now I got to call them the all-white LGBTQ plus 21 channel, right? They used to have Christmas in July.
Oh, yeah.
And my mother-in-law used to love that. I'd walk in and go, sweet Jesus, July? Really?
No, I almost turned on Christmas music this week because it makes me feel good. And things were so bad this week, I usually don't start the Christmas music until after Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving. But this is a bad year.
What about a guy like me? You know, I mean, Christmas music triggers me. It ain't Christmas time yet.
You're triggered by, you know, pasta that's not al dente.
Right.
You know, so you know.
My son used to call me a Christmas hater. She'd run around here singing songs. Stop! It's August.
No,
stop singing Christmas songs.
I love it. It makes me. It was because my house was so crazy growing up. It was the one holiday that my parents really put a lot of effort in. My mother really put a lot of effort into decorating, and my father threw out a lot of money for presents. And my sister, the crazy lib, she would make me do this Christmas play. Well, she didn't know that I was going to turn out to be an entertainer, so it was a very happy time for me, and we pushed our twin beds together for that one night, even though she was still mean to me and turned her back. But it was just the best. Christmas is the best. I still feel.
When we come back, it's time to get into unhappy territory. The American Elementary School has now decided they're going to scrap Veterans Day. They're going to replace it with a day of tolerance. We'll be back in a few minutes, people.
Of course they will.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. See, that's happy music, right? Makes you tap your toes a little bit. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. My co-host for today, Sonya Schmidt, joins us. And see, you're smiling now. You're smiling a heck of a lot more now than you were earlier.
I'm laughing at you. Oh, I am laughing at you, not
with
you.
Take a number.
Black people don't tap our toes.
Oh, excuse me. What are you talking about? I've seen Michael Jackson dance.
Okay, please, I'm just going to be polite. Please send me the video where he is tapping his toes.
Oh.
That sounds like some Lawrence Welk crap to me. I just...
Oh,
I'm gonna go way back.
You hating on the white German guy? Is that what you're doing? Although he
you know what?
German.
But you know what? I long for the days now with what all that's going on in the world. I wish that we could watch a Lawrence Welk show or Ed Sullivan show or something that was purely innocent and. I'm so sorry about
you know
what's
my mother-in-law's
in
situation, and mm-hmm. we play. She loves Lawrence Welk, so we'll leave him. And I always tease Tammy. I go, "Oh, there's a token black guy," you know, right? I mean, come on, let's be honest about it. Everybody is on that show is pasty white,
so white
middle
it's
America, right?
Like a snowdrift went through there. Yeah.
Right? They'd all be lost in a snowstorm on the screen anyway. And every once in a while, you'd get the black guy come out, or if there's two black guys, I'm sorry, but they are. They're tap dancing. And a lot of, there were quite a few black women dancers, but they were more of the classical type of dancing, you know what I'm saying? When
right,
everybody was.
Right.
So, but
the black guy dancers who you're talking about, sort of, and we talked about this the last segment, and I will take the heat for this one. He's the Tim Scott dancer.
Oh.
Okay, he ain't representing, let's just say. And I'm sorry, there's so many more powerful, wonderful, incredible black men to bring out. Tim Scott ain't the one.
No.
But you know what? When we watched Lawrence Welk as a kid, as a family, because we had one television, folks, if you can imagine that, one small television.
In your house?
One room.
Just one
television.
Oh,
in
yeah,
the
you
house,
were,
and
you
we
were
all
cold.
Sat together.
Yeah.
No, but it was the sign of the times. We didn't yeah. have televisions in all rooms. We didn't have cable hookups in everywhere. We didn't have. So we all watched television as a family. We all watched Bonanza. We all watched the news, CBS, or whatever. We all watched it as a family. But when we watched the Lawrence Welk show, we as a black family, I never heard once that we were concerned about how many black people were on the show or were not on the show. It just wasn't an issue. You know who brought this into being an issue? The left.
Well,
they
you know,
try to make themselves
about me. You and I talked about this, and then Zoe and I were talking about it, and then somebody sent me an email and said, you know, All in the Family, right? Shows like that, but we were specifically talking about All in the Family, and they said, you guys are gonna you have to stop. I have to go back and get the email, but you have to stop glorifying those shows that glorified, you know, bigotry and you know, racism. And I'm going,
what?
Are you out of your mind? Do you understand, even understand, do you have two brain cells to figure out what was actually going on during that show?
They do not. They do not. And I've had to come to the realization that we can hear, the left and the right can hear the same information. Let's take, for example, which I probably shouldn't be listening to at night also, but I listen to...
You're going to wonder why you can't get to sleep, but go ahead.
Exactly. I listen to the real Fauci by Robert Kennedy. I listened to Naomi Wolf's book about our bodies, ourselves, what is it called? Anyway, she talks about our bodies having autonomy. We don't know how to take our own bodies as ourselves. And that is such an interesting thing when I hear what we're going through in this nation. We got duped on COVID-19. And when I hear my sister, when she gets, and I don't know if she's getting information, but she can't even discuss the information. That we hear the same thing, maybe, but we hear different things. She hears the government is in control. The government knows best. The government says these masks work. The government says the vaccines work. And I'm trying to bring some different information into the game. And she's going, shut up, get out of here, you're stupid, I don't want to talk to you, and you're a left, you know, you're a right winger. I'm like, can't we talk about this? What about her? I remember the last, when she hung up on me, is when I said, what about herd immunity? I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I've heard about this thing called herd immunity. Click.
And now?
So we don't hear, and now I don't get an apology. But I'm not quite sure that she's hearing the truth even now. But I don't know that we have, you know, even the Bible says, those who have ears to hear and eyes to see, right? Am I misquoting? So I don't believe that some people have the capabilities of seeing and hearing things, hearing truth. I just have come to the conclusion that it's not possible.
They hear it, but they won't accept it because internally they don't believe it to be truth. It doesn't matter what the fact is.
They can't understand that. And our old pastor, who, you know, we talked about, we both wound up at the same church at different times in our lives and, you know, serendipitously. But he talked about I remember the sermon he talked about, understood. You're under the standing of something.
Well, listen, somebody just sent me something for you.
Uh-oh.
And they said, tell her to listen to James Earl Jones reading the Bible and the Bible stories.
Oh.
You will fall asleep.
Ooh. That's wonderful. I was wondering which way they were going to go with that because I have a problem with him because he said that, and it was during the time when I was in Hollywood, and he said that black writers weren't trained enough to be proficient writers. I'm paraphrasing that, but I will have to say I'm mad at him, and I agree with him.
Great voice, though, you know.
Great voice, but he's right because we were not a part of Hollywood, so we couldn't be proficient in writing.
All right, well,
so I was always angry with him.
I need to be proficient in paying bills, so we're going to go to break.
Oh, you and your bills.
Break. I know, me and my breaks. There you go. Always a pleasure. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Really, seriously. Maybe we'll bring back James Earl Jones. He'll be reading one of you.
No.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israeli forces are advancing further into Gaza amid the ongoing conflict with Hamas. Local health authorities in Gaza reporting intense bombing and the presence of military vehicles. In a recent interview with Univision, former President Trump commented on the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict, expressing the view that the situation will need to unfold naturally.
So you have a war that's going on, and you're probably going to have to let this play out.
Trump said that under his administration's firm approach toward Iran, the conflict wouldn't have erupted. The possibility of another U.S. government shutdown looms as Congress is required to pass funding legislation by November 17th. Newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson has not yet outlined his strategy for a short-term spending plan to prevent a shutdown. The situation poses a significant challenge for Johnson. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Pesci, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the show. So let me bring her on, my co-host, every Friday. Sonya Schmidt, show would be what it is, what it was, what it is.
What it'd be like.
What it would be like. It'd be boring.
No.
It'd be like dry toast.
The term is what it be like.
Okay.
Have you never watched a movie in the 70s? Did you ever see, like, Car Wash or something?
No, don't you dare. I was watching Car Wash a few weeks ago. And my wife comes walking in the room. She goes, "What are you watching?" Now, remember, she's a little white Georgia girl, okay?
It's a good movie.
I'm sitting there going, "What are you talking about? This is great."
A friend of mine who was one of the car wash attendants, Franklin Ajay, and I don't know if I can just, I haven't seen the movie in so long, I can't explain to you who he was in it. But he was a great friend of mine and a writer, a comedy writer, when I became a comedy writer. Franklin Ajay. So brilliant. And he was so smart. His comedy, he was a stand-up comedian. This is such a racist thing to say, and maybe going back into the Tim Scott well. But he was so brilliant that he didn't do well in the black community, they said. They said his humor was just too highbrow. He was very smart.
But, you know, you're not the only black person. I know you're going to be floored by this. That I've had on the show, or that's a friend of mine that has said the same thing, that the black community kind of frowns on people that are highly educated for whatever reason.
I don't know about that. It's just that they don't, if they can't communicate it. And that's what, you know, like people always said to me, you should go into the black. I'm like, I don't know that they're going to embrace me in the way that I can communicate things. I think that I can, but that remains to be seen.
Well, but isn't there a stigma or kind of stigma around when you're when, you know, young black kids are trying to get too educated at school, or
yes, I got called a white girl. I got called, you know, they said that I talked too white and all that stuff. But you know what? Look at the percentages of black males that are going to Trump right now. He's not doing anything different but being Trump.
Yep.
And again, he's not being highbrow by any means.
Oh, no.
So, you know, I don't know, because I would love to see the black community get unwoke, to get awakened.
Yeah, but those black kids, I don't think they're brothers. At first, I thought they were all brothers, that you turned me on to on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
To watch their faces, to watch them.
That's right.
Wake up to Thomas
Sowell.
That's
right.
And one of them saying, how come we've never heard of this guy before?
That's right. So you don't have to have the vernacular.
No.
In order to, you know, I don't think that black people have to, okay, you got to speak our language. You got to come down to this level. I don't think that at all. And that's a perfect example is the, I forget the name of those kids. But nobody had to, when they listened to Thomas Sowell, they got it. So I think you just got to be authentic, and I think that that's something that the left really, really doesn't have. I think you got to be authentic.
What, authenticity? No, come on.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I think that if I go and talk to a bunch of black women, some of them are going to get it, and some of them ain't. And you know what? I'm perfectly happy with the ones that get it. You know, I would love. You know what I would love to talk about with women and black women in particular is single parenthoods, because I do think that I've survived it fairly well. But I always intimidate myself by going, oh, nobody's going to want to listen to you. And, you know, I listen to all the things that they say about black Republicans. But it's not true. I think that I really have to put myself out there and do that.
Well, there was a young lady, I was going to do the story earlier, a black conservative young lady on college campus. And she actually ended up coming in and doing testifying in front of Congress about how she was treated by the administration. Forget the kids. Mm. And how she was put down and she was called names, and there were things that she couldn't partake of because they'd already, quote-unquote, oh, no, that class already filled, you can't be part of that class kind of thing.
Mm.
So I thought that was quite interesting, and I'm sure she's not the only one. I'm sure
the administration of her college or the administration
of her college, the college administration,
because they don't want to hear the narrative, especially in colleges. They have a certain thing that they want to hear. They don't want to hear somebody like me. They don't. I would never think that a college would. And also, somebody like a Charlie Kirk. I know there's been talk about him becoming the next Ronna Romney person, and I thought, oh, that's a really interesting idea, because he has a bead on the younger generation.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
He's got wonderful energy. I think that that's a great idea, but Ronna has to go. That's another thing that Vivek brought up.
Mm-hmm.
Vivek brought up.
Right on.
Yeah, he's right on. Maybe you like him or you don't like him. He's right on, and he does. He's crossing that line like Trump did.
By
and
the way,
we were all
that black family is the Cartier family.
Cartier family.
Yeah.
Good Cartier. You gotta work.
What do you want from
French?
Me? I went to Boston
French.
Public Schools. What do you want?
Oh my gosh, Cartier. Do you have a Cartier watch? No.
That's right. Got me a Cartier watch right there in my hand. It stutters from time to time, but it works all the time.
A Timex. I got to bring my Timex. But no, we gotta just be authentic. And I think people respond to that no matter what. And I think that's a problem with Tim Scott. And I hate to keep beating up on the road, but he just sounds like he wrote that speech and practiced it so hard. And it's not interesting. It's just not interesting.
I'm telling you, I'm sorry, but he was, you know, leaning on his elbow on the side of the booth, leaning over all inside the camera, like, am I going to get a turn? My turn?
And his girlfriend came out at the end. If I was his girlfriend, I would say, you know what, baby, we're going to wait till the next time. We're just not going to do it. We're not going to do it this time, but next time.
Oh, God.
No, Tim Scott is just not our guy. We have a lot of guys.
Yep.
We have a lot of guys.
No charisma there. You know, he's just kind of...
Not interesting.
But he's got a great story. I wish he would... if somebody could, like, pump him full of a little charisma, he'd be okay. You know?
What's okay? The rice...
Hey, but I want to get to this New York mayor before we run out of time, okay?
Okay.
You know, Adams, right? Eric Adams. Remember, he was the man. Remember that? I mean, they loved him. The Democrats were all behind him 100%. Now he's railing against... Rally against Joe Biden. He's rallying against the administration. They're dying there in New York City. They need more money. They need more help. You know, because all these illegals have been dropped off in the middle of New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, the FBI sees his phone, sees his records, go into his campaign. I don't know. I mean, God, interesting, isn't it?
We used to say on a TV show I worked on, he gonna learn. Are these people unaware of the party that they have aligned themselves with?
But I look at stories, and there's a lot of stories like this. I read these stories, I think, you know, can you guys, just like you just said, can you guys figure out that the Dem Party is saying, yeah, we'll let you be mayor. We'll let you be this. We'll let you be... But you step out of
as
line.
As long as...
We're going to put you in the field. It's over.
As long
right?
as... And it doesn't matter what color you are. They will put you in the... There was a Twilight Zone movie episode about a kid who was like, you know, if you cross this kid who's going to put you back in the cornfield you can turn into a... That's the Democrat Party.
Ooh, I forgot about that one. I remember that one, though.
Put you back in the cornfield, and it does not matter what color you are. He just got his eyes awake, and he saw what was really happening, and he, poor thing, he thought that if he spoke the truth, it would fix things. Look at Chicago. Did you see that town hall with Chicago? And the black people were in there. They threw them black people out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same thing in L.A. County, we got to be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Sonya Schmidt when we return.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. I love horns. I know I say that all the time, but I do. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I mean, some of you older folks, more seasoned people. You know, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Tower of Power, loved those groups that had a horn section and actually enjoyed themselves. Sonya Schmidt joins me, as she does, as my co-host every Friday. And are you an Earth, Wind, and Fire girl or no?
I had my best friend dated one of the guys, so I got an inside scoop on Earth, Wind, and Fire. But I hear you were quite the cutter-rugger.
The cutter rugger?
You cut the rug.
You try to tell people I was I danced? You're out of your mind.
No, I know. That's why I'm teasing you.
I was a drummer. No drummers knew how to dance. I didn't know any drummers who knew how to dance.
Wow, that's interesting. That gives me something to think about.
Because every limb was doing a different beat. How do you do that when you're dancing?
No, my grandson's father was a drummer, and he's a choreographer, so that blows your theory right out of the
air. Yeah, well, maybe yeah, I was the oddity. Maybe he was the oddity.
You're stereotyping.
No, here we go.
Well, Joe, I have to say that you have lifted my mood. It's been a terrible month for me, and I'm exhausted. But
our daddy owns everything. We know how the game ends.
Right. Well, I know, but
there's people at home on the couch right now scratching their head going, what the heck are they talking about?
They have a similar father. We're a father of a different... I don't know how to even say it. There's mother of a... I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we are people that are prone to more joy than the left, but I honestly didn't know how I was going to get through tonight because it's been a rough month for me.
Well, we love you, and there's people in the chat room that's saying they're going to pray for you. Don't pray
for
her.
Thank you so much.
She wants a man. Send her a man, you know.
Thank you so much.
Send her Tim Scott, and then she'll realize how blessed she actually is.
I'm good. I'm all right with that. We're going to leave that alone.
Sorry.
Poor thing. We have so many... And I'm glad he's out there, and I'm shocked that he was there again, but Tim, baby, you got to know where your strengths lie.
Yeah, grow a personality.
Yeah,
you know, people love personalities. Right?
I literally, and sadly, and I think this happened after the Kennedy run for president, is how you look and how you speak and your charisma and all that is incredibly important. And even though Vivek is a little tiny, you know, guy, he comes off as a big dude. He comes off with some spunk. He comes off as a dude.
He comes off like he did too much speed is what he comes off as.
I say he's Ben Shapiro.
He did a little too much flow on the way into work, you know what I'm saying?
He's Ben Shapiro wound down a little bit. But he's in the Ben Shapiro camp. But I hear what he's saying. I like what he's saying. And there are times when I go, oh, I'm sick of hearing what he's saying. But there's nobody more interesting.
You're right. I mean,
I want
to uplift you again. Okay.
Oh, good.
All right. So a new study determined that most Gen Zers or most Gen Z men no longer identify as feminists, unlike their counterparts, the millennials. Millennials identify at a much higher rate as being more feminist than Gen Zers do.
What's the age group of Gen Zs? Do you know?
Gen Z.
Carry the two. Carry the two. Women. Bring over. Yeah.
probably. Come on, somebody in the chat room. You're smarter than I am.
Come on, people. I can't comment if I don't know the facts.
Okay, let me see. You know what? I'm not supposed to have to work like this, right? You know what I'm saying?
Sorry, I should have looked it up.
Of Gen Z.
Oh, that's probably my kids.
Age range of Gen Z. Well, like 26.
Oh.
But hey, no comment.
I just want to say from personal experience.
Yes.
I will agree with that.
The Gen Zers they're not feminists?
Gen Z males are not feminists. In fact, I've met more Gen Z males who are conservative.
Wow.
Yes, indeedy duty.
Cool. Well, no, I
there's hope.
Read, the Gen Zers are looking at the millennials and going, what is wrong with you
people?
This
ain't my gig. Exactly. But then again, when I look at these anti-Semitic rallies, but you were saying these are some older people as well. So, who are these people? What's going on there? I don't think that those are the youngers. I don't think those are the babies.
No, but it goes back to information. It goes back to education, right? I mean, you're looking at, and when you hear the interviews with those young people, they're so uninformed. Misinformed. I'll go that route with it, okay? They're misinformed because the professor knows everything, right? And they don't do their own homework. It's a real problem. At least I think it is.
How do we get them informed?
How do you get them informed? You get people in these school boards that will actually teach real history, real information, real math, not back off. I love all these big city school districts that are doing away with AP math. Why? Because, and I love saying it this way, a certain group can't seem to rise to the occasion and get into these classes. So instead of allowing the kids that work hard to get into classes to keep getting into classes, we don't want the other kids to feel bad. So we'll wipe out the class.
Right. I do understand that on that level. But if you are saying that that kids need to understand history, we're talking about occupation of Israel and all this, don't you think that the left is going to say that that's propaganda? If we have teachers who teach real
but teach you from the truth. Look, there's been a whole bunch of pieces put out there about how Israel came about, not from a biblical standpoint, from a true historical standpoint. How many times the Palestinians slash Arabs have been offered land, you know, the two-state solution, the whole land, right? And how many times they've turned it down.
But don't
so now
you think that that's
going to
come... Because that's going to come off as political, not factual. I heard a guy who was on Jordan Peterson's daughter's show who represented the pro-Palestinian side, and he gave all those historical lineage facts. And people in the chat room praised him for being a human and giving all the facts and not emotion. And I left it going, again, we were talking earlier about how our ears from the left and the right, we hear things differently. I heard what this guy said, but I'm like, okay, but he didn't say that the Palestinian side and the Arab side always said, no matter what, we just want to kill Jews. So we want them wiped off the face of the planet. So if you present that side in a school in history, I don't know that that's not going to be seen as political. And I'm just throwing that out there. I don't know how you teach facts.
Well, you don't worry about whether it's political. It's the same thing with abortion. Don't worry about whether it's political. Put the science down there. You know, I scared them, and they get mad at me because I always said, look, if you truly believe it's a blob of cells, if you truly believe there's nothing wrong with it, show an abortion being performed in a high school biology class. What's the problem? You're all about science. You're all about truth. What's the big whoop?
The left has been genius about saying any counter arguments.
Oh yeah.
Is seen as political because I don't know if I saw Charlie Kirk or somebody else who said, but you're cells. You're a blob of cells. We're all a mixture of cells.
Yep.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah. We got an uphill battle, folks, and if we don't roll up our sleeves and climb in there, we're going to lose this puppy.
But it's the Charlie Kirks and the Ben Shapiro's and that young group that finally started shoving it back in their faces.
Thank God.
All right? The groups before them didn't do that. They thought they were going to be able to play nice. Even my generation, there's people in my generation that didn't feel a need. Well, you know, you don't have to be like that. They'll figure it out when they get. No, they won't.
Well,
because
now
the professors
you do.
In school, yeah, you see what's happening now.
Well, now you do. And if you don't get it now, I don't know what to say. But the handful of the people who do have the ears to hear and the eyes to see and the legs to walk and the arms to do, I mean, whatever, do it now. Because we are this is bad where we are. We're not guaranteed to be a superpower. We're not guaranteed to be a moral power. It ain't, you know,
we're going to be out of time in 10 seconds. Hurry up.
You know what? You always kick me out of here. So, but if you're going to do it now.
There you go. That's the Sonya theme. If you're going to do it now. Sonya Spencer. All right, Sonya. God bless, lady. I love having you on with me on Fridays. Well, have a great weekend. We'll see you back here next week. Joe Mesina, your host, you got me for the next hour. Good luck to you. I got a lot to beef about.